Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Standing astride on the coast of Benghazi is an almighty figure. The strong, muscular frame staring out to the Mediterranean Sea belonged to the giant of Libya, Antaeus. He was waiting for fools who would dare to come ashore. When they did, they were met with a challenge by this robust stranger. A challenge to a wrestling contest on the beach right there and then. The visitor would either accept or decline. Either way, they'd get dropped by this apparent guardian of the island. It was almost as if he had some godlike powers. Greek mythology tells the story of Antaeus, the giant of Libya. Chances are his incredible power and physique came from his celebrity parents, Poseidon, the god of the sea, and Gaia, the goddess of the earth. Poseidon was a randy old mythological deity, as Gaia was one of many lovers that he took over his time. Gaia would bear him many children, one of which is currently standing on the coast of Benghazi, spoiling for a fight. There's certain perks that come when your mom is goddess of the earth, particularly if you're a confident meathead like Antaeus. You see, Gaia had healing powers, powers that came from deep in the ground. When Antaeus was wrestling new Libyan arrivals and he got knocked to the floor, he would become fully healed by the goddess of the earth. So every time this mighty giant, and it didn't happen very often, was felled, his proverbial power bar would be filled right back up. With new energy running through his veins, the giant of Libya would jump to his feet and drop his opponent quickly, decisively, and in some cases, fatally. Nobody could topple Antaeus. Well, not nobody exactly. There was this one guy. A weary but stoic warrior was arriving on the coast of the Mediterranean. He was facing challenges set upon him by an angry, vengeful king for crimes against his family. Like Antaeus, he too had connections with the gods, for he was the son of the mighty Zeus and had a confidence and swagger befitting one of the most famous Greek heroes of all time. He was Heracles, although Disney would have us call him Hercules. The life and times of Hercules stretch beyond the all-singing, all-dancing Walt Disney animated special starring Danny DeVito. Today, we are focusing on the prior-hinted 12 labours of Hercules, a dodecagon of death-defying dares set out by angry King Eurystheus. He'd had quite the time of it so far, had Hercules. By this point, he had slayed the Nemean lion, slayed the nine-headed Lanica Hydra, captured the Cinerian hind, he'd also captured the Erymathean boar in the process, he cleaned the organ stables in one single day, slayed the Stymphalian birds, captured the Cretan bull, stole the mares of Diomedes, obtained the girdle of Hippolyta, that's another story for another time, obtained the cattle of the monster Geryon, and he was about to steal the apples of Hesperides. He's had quite the list to burn through.
8 years into his ironically Herculean challenge, the most epic act of scrumping was next on the docket, providing Hercules could find where the apples grew. Libya was the next place on his list, as was a meeting with Libya's infamous grappling son of the gods. The moment that Hercules arrived, Antaeus approached him and threw down the metaphorical gauntlet to a clash of the titans.
If you wish to enter these lands, you must face me in a wrestling match. Defeat me, and you may walk free. If I defeat you, you won't be walking anywhere.
After almost a decade of traveling the globe, staring death in the face 1,000 times over, while slaying monsters and men alike, Hercules stared at Antaeus as the impromptu wrestling match was announced and said in a mighty voice, "Oh, really, mate? Oh, I've been through hell. Like, look, I really can't be arsed." He didn't say that, of course. This is Hercules! He's got golden apples to steal from a garden that is presumably protected like Fort Knox. He might as well warm up with a Mediterranean smackdown. The wrestling match began. Antaeus' biceps were popping as he held the mighty Hercules in his grasp. As the Libyan giants prepared to quickly put down Herc, the son of Zeus showed hitherto untold strength, overpowering Antaeus, and he took control of the grapple, launching the giant into the air. Antaeus crashed to the ground. But before Hercules could hit his victory taunt, this monster of a half-man was getting back to his feet. Shoulders pushed back and chest pushed out. Somehow, Hercules thought, this guy looked bigger than before. By virtue of hitting Mother Earth, Antaeus had been revitalized by his mother, Earth. Before Herc could react to this twist of fate, he'd been punched firmly in the stomach and was flying through the air, about to hit the... He just hit the rocks 15 feet away. Several more attempts were made by Hercules to fell Antaeus, but the Libyan giants just kept getting stronger and stronger. Now, there must have been something about the way Herc's head bounced off the floor for the 11th time that made a light bulb go off. Antaeus was getting strength somehow from the ground. I'd like to think that the giant had let it slip accidentally after patting the grass and saying, "Cheers, Ma," as he got back to his feet.
"Give up, Hercules. I am the son of Poseidon and Gaia. The sea and the earth bow to me. You are no match for..."
Antaeus didn't finish his promo. He was grabbed around the waist by Hercules and held off the ground in the most incredible bear hug that Greek mythology has ever seen. Herc felt the muscles tearing in his arms as he tightened his grip around Antaeus' stomach. With his feet off the floor, he couldn't run to Mother for help, and try as he might, he couldn't break this vice-like grip of the god-like Herc. His strength almost gone after what felt like an eternity of holding the giant aloft, Hercules gave one final squeeze and crushed the ribs of the Libyan giant. All the power bestowed by Gaia left the body of Antaeus, along with his life force. And with that, a weary Hercules stepped over the giant frame of Antaeus and continued on his quest. He wouldn't be remembered as the greatest wrestler in Greek mythology, but there is a special place in the books for Antaeus, a young and powerful man bestowed with a heady combination of confidence and arrogance due to his famous, more powerful parents. A power that he used not to fight in legendary wrestling contests like Milo of Croton had done, nor to compete for the respect of his peers like Odysseus and Ajax had done. No, it was a power that he used to basically show off to strangers.
It was only a power he was willing to use against people beneath him and people that he caught by surprise. The one time a real fighter stepped up, a main event guy, if you will, he was felled fatally. For that, we pay our respects to arguably Greek mythology's finest mid-card heel, the Giant of Libya, Antaeus.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.